Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you today. We're going to sit for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And chairs equally as good as sitting on the floor. As you may know, for the last 7 weeks, this is now the eighth week, we've been looking at something called the Noble Eightfold Path, the eight steps that you and I can take to attain liberation from suffering, so they're important, and to support others to do the same. Today we come to the eighth step on the Noble Eightfold Path, right samadhi, or absorption, or one-pointedness. It's very hard to talk about samadhi, first of all, because I've not achieved it. And second of all, because it implies absolute oneness with non-duality. You can't even say you have recognized non-duality because that implies a subject and an object. So it is the complete removal of subject and object and therefore is impossible to discuss. However, it is something one can contemplate. It is something one can notice. There may be moments throughout your day or your life where you suddenly realized or had some sense of not separation, not separate, not two. That is more fruitful than trying to cultivate an experience of oneness, which automatically sort of ejects you from the arena. So there's not much I can say about it, except that I encourage you to contemplate it and begin to notice your own experiences, momentary or otherwise, of oneness. I guess to close our conversation on the Noble Eightfold Path, I'll just summarize by saying they're divided into groups of three qualities called Shila, Samadhi, and Prajna. Shila means discipline or ethical conduct, and three of the steps on the Noble Eightfold Path belong to that category: right speech, right action, and right livelihood. The category of samadhi includes today's step, right samadhi, very meta, and it also includes right effort and right mindfulness. The third category, right prajna, or wisdom, refers to the first two steps on the Noble Eightfold Path, right view and right intention. So between these eight steps, right view, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi, we have the eight steps that break down the path to liberation from suffering. You can spend an entire lifetime studying just one of these steps or practicing any of them, and I hope you will. It has been a delight to explore the Noble Eightfold Path with you. Starting next week, we're going to begin a four-week examination of what are called the four immeasurables, the four qualities that you and I and all beings, theoretically, possess in immeasurable quantity. They cannot be measured. You cannot run out of them. You cannot break them. You have an unending supply. So do I. Thank God, because these four qualities are called loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. And as we ride the intense waves of reality that we're all experiencing right now, there is no better time to re-examine these aspects of open-heartedness. And I thank you for being part of this Open Heart Project experiment with me, which is all predicated on the practice of meditation. So let's sit together. Begin your practice by sitting up straight. And just notice how it changes the way you feel inside, if it does, when you do so. It feels different to sit up this way than it does to sit this way. Let the hands rest on the legs, palms down. and let yourself feel heavy from the waist down, rooted, strong, stable, immovable, right here. And let yourself feel light and spacious and awake from the waist up. The hands rest palms down at mid-thigh, just above the knee somewhere that feels comfortable. Let the belly relax. Let the shoulders soften. The chin is parallel with the ground and the mouth is closed, which invites you into your own silence. Breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning just breathing. You're already doing it, so please continue. The eyes are open in our practice because we're practicing being awake. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, whatever feels comfortable, and allows the eyes to soften. Let your attention ride the breath, meaning feel the body breathe. Feel the inhale and feel the exhale. Stay with the breath as best you can. Let it carry you. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. No problem. Most of them will come and go on their own without really distracting you from your breath. You don't have to do anything about those thoughts. Only if you notice that you have become absorbed by a line of thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, do you want to step in. So should you notice such a thing, that's the first step. Notice. Label that moment thinking silently. Let go. Doesn't matter what the content is. Gently bring your attention back to the breath. And begin again. Take a fresh start. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. And thank you for practicing together. Right now, Sangha, community, means everything. See you next week.